Fred Film Radio.
Our first interview of this week's Big Fred Tuesday is with the artistic director of the Transylvania International Film Festival of Cluj in Romania, Mihai Kirilov. Mihai, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
And why don't we start off with a brief introduction to the festival itself? I have been there many times before. Fred Film Radio has covered it in the past. But how would you just briefly describe the festival, especially to anyone who is not familiar with it? And, you know, under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances, yeah, which are difficult to keep this year. Yeah. It's the biggest film festival in Romania. I dare to say that it's one of the biggest in this part of Europe, in southeastern Europe. It's located in Transylvania, so from start, that's a huge selling point, because people may have not heard about Romania, but they definitely heard about Transylvania. So it's an encouraging setting for visitors, and it proved so from the very beginning, which was 19 years ago when we started the festival in the city of Cluj, which is right in the center of Transylvania and the biggest city in Cluj. It's a huge university town with a mix of young and interested and cultivated audience, but also with a pretty conservative. In the same time, it's a city that has several theaters, an opera, philharmonic. It's a mix, let's say, a schizophrenic mix, which we kind of try every year to duplicate in the programming we are doing, precisely because we want to be appealing for all these audience categories.
Yeah, it's a very cultural town, Cluj.
It's a very cultural town, and I dare to say also that we were able all along these years, ever since we started 19 edition ago, to also cultivate the audience, to establish a film audience, to train the audience, to bring new films, because we have to remember 19 years ago, things film-wise in Romania were not great. There were not many film festivals. We were actually given what regular cinemas and multiplexes were bringing. So the festival was able to introduce the audience to a lot of important filmmakers, which were before unknown to the local audience, but the most important is that we managed in all this time to not only to educate the audience, but to make them feel happy to discover new talents. Because the main competition in Cluj at the Transylvania International Film Festival is dedicated to young filmmakers. So it's this pride, you know, that people have when we are there, when a young filmmaker is born.
So, you know, it did a lot to boost Romanian film culture, but also the film industry.
That's true, because, and again, I have to travel back in time. Back when we started the festival, the Romanian cinema was one foot in the grave, so to say. The year 2000 was the so-called black year of the Romanian cinema, where non-Romanian films were made. So actually, our biggest challenge when we started the festival was how we can have an international film festival in a country that doesn't have that many Romanian films. But it was a great synchronicity, because the moment we started the festival was actually the moment the so-called new wave was born. So the festival in all these years managed to go hand in hand with all the highlights, with the revolution of the Romanian new wave. So I think the new wave helped the festival, and the festival helped the new wave. It was a mutual thing.
It's pretty amazing to think what happened in 2000, and now Romanian cinema is some of the most acclaimed films throughout the year, especially in the European territory. So really great. And it's interesting to see that the story of the evolution of the festival runs parallel with the story of the evolution of modern Romanian cinema. But coming to modern times, of course, I understand that the festival did have to be postponed, and it will be taking place from the 31st of July to the 9th of August. But was there a moment when you thought that you just might not have a festival at all this year?
Actually, what we knew for sure is that we didn't want to move online like many festivals did, and we understand the reasoning behind it. But as far as we are concerned, we kind of agree with what one of the major film festivals in the region stated when they cancelled their editions. They said that, I'm talking about Carlo Vivari, which is a dear friend of ours, and we are in a long-term partnership with them, and we agree that a festival cannot be called a festival if it happens online. I mean, if the magic of viewers in the cinema is gone and everything moves in the home cinema, we cannot properly speak about a film festival. They were very firm in deciding to cancel their edition. We were kind of, how shall I say, confident that we can still pull it off despite all the uncertainties, despite all the crisis. We never actually considered to cancel the festival. I mean, we did postpone the festival, and this was also like a late decision in the game. I think we came up with a decision of postponing the festival when things were really, really black. That was somewhere mid-April. But then we were calculating, we were discussing internally what would be the best time. We were trying to make some exercises in anticipation, and we came up with this first 10 days of August when we were thinking slash hoping things will get better, things will get relaxed a little bit. And of course, we were kind of right and we weren't. But right now we are at the point where the festival is supposed to start in 2 weeks or so. We know what we are allowed to do. We know what we can't do. But still, we went on with this idea of having a physical edition.
And so how will the screenings actually be taking place, and where will they be taking place?
Well, you know Cluj, and you know that Cluj, it's a mix of indoor cinemas, theaters existing, which are very successful, and they are very well integrated in the festival structure. It's a mix with open-air screenings, with events in the center of Cluj, in the different neighborhoods of Cluj, but also outside Cluj. We have several open-air locations that did very well in the past, and that's the mix we were usually offering to the TIFF audience. And of course, this year, since Romania is among the last European countries to not open the cinemas, not even at limited capacity, we were in standby until 2 weeks ago, when we were kind of promised or expecting at least that the cinemas will open at a 30% capacity or up to 50% capacity, which would have allowed us to go on with the festival the way we planned it. Because what I have to state from the very beginning is that the festival selection, the lineup and everything, you know, everything is worked in much in advance, was more or less in position by mid-March when the lockdown was imposed, when everything kind of froze. So the lineup was more or less there. What we needed to do all along these months of uncertainties were, and dealing with a budget that was predictably decreasing, how to shrink the selection accordingly without losing the coherence, the initial coherence of the programming, and keeping in place the festival profile and personality. So right now, after all this unclear, blurry period, we set on an exclusive open-air edition, which means that we are going to use all the open air spaces, locations that we were usually using, but of course we had to add, to create from zero, to search the city of Cluj for other potential open air location that could accommodate between 100, 150, 200, up to 500 viewers, which is the maximum of viewers allowed to be in a cultural event, given the existing restrictions. So after exploring, mapping the city of Cluj in search of all these potential screening places, we came up not so long ago, actually, with 12 open-air locations which will host the festival screenings, which can also predictably mean that the festival will be a nocturnal one. There will be a screening starting in the evening once the sun sets and going late at night, but hopefully not till the sun goes up.
Yeah,
it's an experiment. We have to admit it's an experimental edition,
yeah,
and it's gonna be an experiment for the audience as well. Yeah, because you know, I said from the beginning, the audience in Cluj, it's kind of a conservative one. Cluj, despite all this effusion, all this effervescence of events, I have to remind you that in Cluj during the summer, every week there's something huge going on. There's, at least it used to be, a huge jazz festival in the park, a huge house music festival, Untold, a huge electronic and pop rock festival called Electric Castle. So it was a city boiling with people and events going on. But in the same time, despite being a cosmopolitan town, it's a Transylvanian town with a certain rhythm, with things that didn't close that late in the night. It's kind of quiet. When nothing happens in Cluj, it's a quiet town. So it's a challenge for us to hope that the audience will be there for the meeting, for a screening that, let's say, is going to start at midnight. We did that in the past, but sporadically, and it worked. But now that's going to be the norm. But on the other hand, we're counting on this hunger of the audience, of the local audience, that's obviously frustrated that all these like boiling events won't happen this summer. And TIFF is, for now, the only big event that's going to happen this summer in Cluj. So we are hoping that the way the festival is going to have a different biorhythm, the biorhythm of the audience in Cluj will change for the occasion.
I hope you will pardon a joke from a guy who wasn't born in Transylvania or Romania, but more or less grew up with the mythology of the creatures of the night that are traditionally represented in literature and the narrative arts as populating that particular region. But perhaps having more nocturnal screenings is good news for vampires, right?
You know the local audience doesn't believe in that. This is the prerogative of the foreigners, you know. So, and that we come to the weak point of this year's edition: the presence of the foreigners, the foreign filmmakers. And what I have to say is that, well, all along the way inviting the filmmakers, like we usually do, to attend the festival, to accompany their screenings, to meet the audience for Q&As, for informal meetings. That's going to be indeed problematic. Of course, we're going to have these screenings happening in the same time, people choosing, you know, at least we'll have this with this feel of belonging in a film festival. And of course, there will be a lot of Romanian filmmakers attending the festival, actors and industry players and so on. What's unclear still for now, 2 weeks before the festival starts, is how many foreign filmmakers we're going to have. What was encouraging was that when I was inviting the films, and this we restarted inviting the filmmakers after things got a bit more clear, and to our surprise, most of them were very eager to come, which is understandable, because after 2 months of a frustrating pause for all of them, everybody wants to move, everybody wants to travel, everybody wants to be there physically after all these months of Zooming and virtual meetings. People want to be there when they have their work of months or years, you know, their films, when they meet the audience. They want to meet the audience. They want to have a real dialogue. So most of them were actually eager to travel. We are still in discussion with them about protocols, restrictions, quarantines, testing. All these things that are the logistics, you know, the difficult logistics that I was mentioning before. And I do believe that we're going to have filmmakers attending the festival, not as many in the past, but I think there will be many adventurers, so to say, that who will come to Cluj.
You know, I understand that that there were challenges of putting the program together, but I also understand that there will be several premieres given the circumstances in the festival, despite everything, especially as far as the Romanian films are concerned. Is that correct?
It's extremely correct, yeah. The festival, one of our main prerogatives is to support the local film industry. That was like everywhere else. Seriously hit by the pandemic. There were a lot of films that were supposed to open in March, in April. There were a lot of films that were eagerly anticipated. You know, the year 2020 started pretty strong for the Romanian cinema. I mean, we had a film opening in Sundance, which didn't happen in quite some time, which is the documentary Acasă, My Home, by Radu Cerniciuc, which was even awarded in Sundance. And then there was the double bill in Berlin with a new film from Cristi Puiu, Malmkrog, and the new opus by Radu Jude, Tipografică Majuscul. Puiu's film also was awarded for Best Direction in Berlinale. And usually the rhythm is that everything that opens in the first half year is eagerly anticipated in Cluj. Usually they open, they have the first big screening for the audience in Cluj. So there were, all along the way, we were accumulating a lot of films that were supposed to open, that were eagerly anticipated, and even more, there were films being made, there were films that we were catching up from films that were shown last year in the second half of the year that were not screened last year at TIFF that would normally benefit of an extra screening in this showcase at Cluj called the Romanian Days. So to my surprise, when I was watching the Romanian submissions, I discovered a lot of films, a lot of good films, and what's being particularly said, a lot of great documentaries. I think it's the first year when we have such a huge number of very eclectic documentaries. And normally we were limited by this three-day event called Romanian Days to limit the number of Romanian films, which means that for me as an artistic director, was kind of I was usually a bit of a tyrant, you know, because I was working with less films in order to accommodate all of them in 3 days. Right now, we were agreeing on being, let's say, a bit more tolerant and expanding the Romanian days, which will take place during a week during this very special edition, which can only mean that I can accommodate more Romanian films than usual. But on the other hand, I don't feel I'm making a compromise because most of the Romanian films in the program, I mean, all of them are good, great, special, different films that belong in the programming.
And
there will be, like you said, excuse me, there will be, like you said, a lot of premieres. I mean, there will be just a couple of them that already opened in Romania that we are just catching up with an extra screening, like I said. But there will be a lot of Romanian premieres and there will be a lot of world premieres.
Are there any films that you feel like highlighting? They don't have to be specifically Romanian, but any films, perhaps the opening film, and that you feel like highlighting from this year's program?
I would like to highlight, because I mean that's also linked to the little changes we were making to the programming this year. You know the festival, and you know the heart of the festival beats in the Uniri place, which is the center of Cluj, a huge piazza, a huge place where we have the main screening of the day, which happens in the evening, a screening that could normally accommodate even up to 4,000 people. So that was like the beating heart of the festival, and always very difficult to program and to find that film that's also arty, but also with a huge audience appeal. This year, because we're going to have, like I said, a nocturnal edition, we are experimenting even in Piazza Uniri, in this huge place, where we will be screening two films, most of the time two films per evening. And indeed, everybody was asking me whether the mood of the selection is changed, whether there will be more, let's say, feel-good movies or films that won't fuel this existing anxiety or fear or whatever. I have to say that we didn't go in this direction. We try to maintain this balance between these feel-good films that are going to be shown in this huge, big open-air locations, but also keeping the edge of Transylvania International Film Festival, which is showing difficult films, which is showing problematic and transgressive films. We don't feel enough reason to cancel them at this edition for fear of people be afraid of them. I think people will still be open to this diversity in cinema. And yeah, I mean, for instance, I take a big risk in programming a difficult film like this year's big winner in Berlinale, the Iranian film There Is No Evil, which is a long film, which could have normally been screened indoor in a big cinema, but indoor. But I take a risk this year programming outdoor in Piazza Uniri, which is, I'm sure, a risk that's going to pay off. I mean, I think it's an important film, a tense film, a difficult film, but a film that will be appealing to the audience. And on the other hand, we do have these, let's say, lighter films like the opening Belle Époque or the closing film Delete History that was also shown in Berlinale, which are, let's say, comedies, I mean, super smart comedies, but still comedies, like feel good comedies. I would also like to highlight the Fellini retrospective because this year, the way we were intending from the very beginning is the Italian year at TIFF. I mean, we started even from last year in autumn with this idea of setting a Federico Fellini retrospective because of the Fellini centennial, and also adding a great selection of new Italian films, which I'm very happy that I was not forced to cancel or shrink them. I mean, that's gonna be one of the major attractions this year in Cluj. Even the visual campaign of this year's edition is linked to Fellini, is an homage to La Dolce Vita, to Eight and a Half, and everything. And I think one of the strong selling points is watching the newly restored version of La Dolce Vita in Piazza Onieri. In open air on the biggest film screen, a movie can be shown in Romania.
Wow, that sounds unbelievable. So,
And of
Mihai.
course, and of course, I mean, talking about the other films, you know, I was mentioning the edgy films, the difficult films. Of course, since we had to find locations, of course, we always have to adapt locations, or you always have to think of a location in terms of fitting. You know, a certain film has to fit a certain locations, and there will be difficult films. Most of the films in the full moon section, the horror and fantasy films, which are very genre, or the films in the no limit sections, which are the most provocative films, you know, for a tough audience. I mean, they will be, let's say, contained in a new space, which you don't know because we never screened films there, but it was used sporadically as an event place for several things. We are going to use it as a main screening locations in the Hoya Forest, which is kind of a spooky place, you know. There are some urban legends about extraterrestrials and UFOs and stuff like that in this forest. So all these like difficult films will be shown in this spooky location, which is gonna be very personalized, very profiled, you know, for a certain type of films. So what we were actually trying to do, finding all these like 12 locations, was stamping them with a certain section or a certain mood or a certain film of the films in these more than 15 sections in this year's lineup.
Well, Mihai, thank you very much for talking with us. I think that what you have said throughout this interview shows that what Cluj is doing this year, what the TIFF is doing this year, is some of the most exciting ideas that I've heard any festival do since the beginning of this pandemic. So I wish you all the best with it for sure.
Thanks so much. We need actually people to keep fingers crossed for us. And thanks so much for not asking me what's going to happen in case of rain. This is something that we try to ignore completely. Or if it happens, we're probably going to go the British way. If the rain starts during the screening, we go on and people will be aware of that,
I
you know.
guess, I guess,
But it's
yeah.
August. It's August. It should be warm. It should be warm in the evening and by night. People will be free to bring blankets. And of course, what I didn't say, but it goes without even mentioning, is that in all these locations, all the protocols will be strictly established and applied. Because of course, our main prerogative is to offer, you know, an exciting event, an exciting cultural event, and a great film programming. But before that, we need to make sure that everything goes on as safe as possible. So all the existing rules will be applied.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.